Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Valerie.
What was that bruise that you're indicating to us? Who hurt you?
It's a box. And I'm looking at him and he's a stupid loser.
Son of a bitch.
Is that a moving box?
First moving injury. Probably of many.
Ever? For anyone?
For anyone ever in the world.
Yeah. Except back,
you're a real
back
trendsetter.
Injuries. Back injuries hurt a lot.
Yeah, I'm not excited for lifting.
Yeah. Remember, the important thing to remember is always lift with your back, not with your legs.
I thought you lifted with your feet.
And what you're supposed to do is you grab whatever it is, whatever box, whatever object it is, okay? Keep your legs straight. You bend over and then in a sharp jerking motion, stand up quickly. It's the easiest way to lift boxes. That's how you lift boxes.
And make sure that the box is filled just absurdly with things, and don't tape the bottom. And make sure all the wettest stuff is at the bottom so it seeps through the box.
Yeah, and pack all of your books in a single box. It's less trips.
Yeah. You really got to narrow cut down your travel time.
I have to say, though, I'm getting rid of a whole lot of stuff that I always thought I would always want, never want again.
It's rude that you're referring to Jeff and I like that, but whatever, it's fine.
My son was just down here to bring me a glass of water, and I don't think he want. Gerard, do you want to say hi to Ed? No, all right. I'll tell him you said hi. Hey, Ed. Gerard says hi.
Aww. Hey, Gerard. How you doing?
He would say hi to you too, but he doesn't know you.
He's never met you.
So he says he just kind of gives a general wave to everybody in the vicinity, but he knows Ed. So
who doesn't know me? I'm pretty incredible.
That's true. I ran into someone yesterday that was new at our former place of employment before I left, and I actually trained him. And I was like, oh, I do, because he was asking about the podcast, and I said I do it with Ed and Jeff and Dave. Of course, he didn't know Dave because Dave was, like, never there.
Honestly, it doesn't even matter. He's very forgettable. He's very forgettable.
Oh, Dave. You guys were ripping on him last week. Oh, man.
Were we?
Yeah.
I honestly don't even remember.
How bad is that I don't even remember being mean to Dave at all?
He's just, like, sitting there taking the insults. He was like, yeah, I'm a terrible person. Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen.
That's actually a really good Dave, so.
Yeah, insults, facts, tomato, tomato.
Actually, I have a funny story. Yesterday, we did like a little high school reunion again with brunch. And I was like having kind of a heart to heart with this guy I used to be like really good friends with and still kind of. And he goes, yeah, I totally know you very well. And then it was something so simple, but it was literally the funniest thing in the world. He just turns to me and goes, yeah, Jeff. It's like, oh, I'm Jeff now. I thought,
wow, Jeff, your hair has gotten a lot more luxurious.
Yeah,
where's your beard though? It's very confusing to me.
I'm glad you didn't say that she had one. That would have been low. Can I point out real quick though, when she was getting on us for making fun of Dave, did you hear like the mocking impression though that she did of him?
Yeah,
like that morose Eeyore fucking. Tail between your legs impression that she did of Dave as she chided us for mocking him.
Yeah, it was actually a really good impression of Dave.
It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, man. And this podcast is not different.
Yeah, spot-on impression. I'm not going to lie to you. I just wanted to point out the slight hypocrisy.
Like, even when he was telling the story about his birthday, he's just like, yeah, I don't deserve her. Yeah, it's fine. It's like,
speaking of not deserving her, a quick shout out to Lisa and Dave, whose 2-year anniversary is happening.
Today? Today's 2 years?
No. It's, I don't know if he wants me to say that it's tomorrow, but I'm going to say it now anyway. It's tomorrow.
Okay. Deal with
it. Well, he can edit it out if he wants.
That's true.
I hope he pops the question.
Oh my God, it would be about time. She's so good. Why wouldn't he?
But like, not on the anniversary. That's not when you do it.
Why not? What?
Have you met Dave?
If Evan proposes on a holiday, my birthday, his birthday, anything that's already got a day, I'm saying no.
Why?
Because I want it to be special. I want it to be my own day.
Now, we are clear that my birthday also counts in that, right? Like, he's not allowed to propose to you on my birthday.
Does that count for just the day or the whole week? We were a little confused about that.
It's the week.
I mean, like, come on. Don't be an idiot.
It's too close for my own birthday.
Exactly. The entire month should just be off limits.
But wait a second. Nah. So your birthday is out, but that's a special day for just you, making it even more special.
No, because I see your point. Because then he's horning in on it. He's taking some of that, the good one, juju that's coming.
I'll tell you right now. Only one time. It only takes some of the shine away that one day, because trust me, once you get married, you never give a shit about the day that you proposed. It means nothing.
Not in my family.
No.
I was going to say, I mean, like, it might be that in reality, but if it's on another day that is also a day that is recognized as an important day, then it's going to continue to have a significance.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's why you do it on an important day, and it continues to have significance.
Right, really, but you don't want it to hit you.
Only time that it matters is on the day that you get asked, and if you have an engagement that surpasses a year. If you're engaged
also,
for a year
also
or
for the
2 years,
filings.
Yeah, well, that's also possible. That could be used against you. That could be used against you. You're right. Yeah, other than that, the day that you asked, it doesn't mean shit.
The only holiday that I will accept it, and that's because I want it to be more special.
Arbor Day.
No, Halloween. I think that would be cool.
Okay. That was a weird one to pick, the least romantic holiday there is.
All right, Janet Snakehole, calm yourself. See what I did there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of relationships, you guys want to head over to Michigan for this story?
For this story, yes. Do I ever
want to go to Michigan? In life,
for real?
In life, no.
But for this story, I'm on board. Let's pull this train out of the station, Val.
I will go on a magical journey to Michigan, but I will not actually step foot in the state.
You don't want to go to the Finger Lake Steaks? States?
Finger Lake Steaks? Nah. Finger Lake Steaks
not a company
sounds
out there that-
dirty and delicious.
Right? See, now this is an audio podcast, so people can't see it, so I'm just going to describe this. Val just looked directly at the camera, and then like a molesting it,
yep,
kind of just put out her fingers that looked a little talony. It was like, nah.
Well,
are you recording this session? Could we snapshot that and put that on the Twitter?
I can if, hold on a second. Hold on a second. All right. Let's,
Hey, what is it? What is it again? What is a GIF? What is a moving image? GIF?
It's a GIF.
Right?
GIF.
So can we put a GIF of her up there doing that?
We can.
Let's make it happen.
I have that ability. Hold on.
We can reload them.
Oh, my God.
Them. We have the technology.
Start recording? I'm so confused. Don't know.
I really hope that you started recording the podcast.
I did.
Oh, thank goodness.
I was going to say, because that transition was gold.
That was. And then we totally just abandoned it. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, go ahead. Nice.
Finger
Lake
Steaks.
Welcome to your new contact photo, by the way.
Finger Lake Steaks. It's Finger Lickin' Steak.
She loves this. She's into the Finger Lake Steaks branding. I like it.
I think it's a genius idea, and if it doesn't exist, then that's stupid.
It doesn't exist. There's no fucking way. You got to open a restaurant. You're moving to the wrong town, lady. You got to open a restaurant. You know what? Fuck it. It doesn't need to be there. It doesn't need to be near the Finger Lakes. Open one up called Finger Lake Steaks. We could do it with cows grown just like within the vicinity of the Finger Lakes or something. We'll figure it out. Or steaks that are only shaped like Finger Lakes. We can figure something out.
That would be genius.
Finger Lake Steaks.
And just have like hands. Do you guys remember Salad Fingers?
No.
No, not at all.
No idea what that is. I'm just watching your weird GIF now. It's kind of amazing.
He's already got it. You're in trouble. All right, so.
So we're going to Michigan.
We're going to a place called Clawson, Michigan.
Sounds great.
Sounds creepy.
What's the export of Clawson, Michigan?
Finger Lake Steaks.
So this is actually a pretty popular picture going on the internet, but I figure it's right up our alley, this story. Farting boyfriend causes neighbors to call police.
No, what? Wait a second. There's a picture that has to do with this?
It's just a picture of the article.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But okay. It's
that makes valid. More sense to me.
It actually happened because I looked it up on, it was on an article on a NewYorkDailyNews.com. So what happened was a concerned neighbor living in an apartment along whatever, the girlfriend was screaming so loud at her boyfriend because his farts were so disgusting and he would not stop farting. So she was screaming like bloody murder, like, stop, it's disgusting. So like it sounded like she was being abused. So the neighbors,
she was via the olfactory.
Yep.
So the neighbors, thinking that he was beating her, like called the police, and when the police showed up, they knock on the door, and the boyfriend was like, "Hey, what's up?" And then it just turns out
farting. He had to explain that to the goddamn police.
So I'm thinking maybe he had some Finger Lake Steaks.
Yeah,
and it had some gas problems.
That's unbelievable. Oh, you know what though? I got a little caught up when she started describing what had happened. Because Val really just brought everything full circle, very like in a really nice little package, right? So we went from talking about relationships to talking about this relationship, which happened to be about disgusting farts, which brings us right back to Dave. Isn't that maybe unintentional? Kudos. Well,
not only that, she also gave us a chance for a callback because as she's talking about the article, she decides to just go whatever street because she'll name drop everything. She'll give you her sister's blood type and her mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
But the street of the farty person, we have to respect their privacy.
Yeah, that was withheld, right? You're absolutely right.
So really.
Really put a nice little bow on everything.
Guys, let's just wrap this up. We're done.
And, we got the Finger Lake Steaks gift too.
We do.
This couple of minutes has given us a lot.
It really has. It's the gift that will continue to give forever.
I believe that
in my heart.
Good work. That right there is the type of journalism that Nearly Coherent stands for.
Gassy journalism.
Yeah.
Domestic violence gas.
But when I was telling my own parents about it, my dad just goes, so is Evan going to get arrested because you're going to be like screaming at him because he eats such healthy food and it's disgusting. Like this weekend was a test run for that. So we're going to invest
for him being gassy.
No. It was just a test run of like us living together.
Okay.
But was he gassy is the question?
No, not particularly. Seems
that it wasn't a good test run, my friend.
Wasn't really fully immersed.
Yeah.
But we did go to Bed Bath & Beyond. And we're now investing in lots and lots of that poo-pourri stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
That stuff works.
Are you going to be treating this poor guy at like a puppy that hasn't been housebroken yet?
Evan, you know where to go.
She's going to get one of those fake grass mats by the back door.
It's going to be so weird when we walk in there. There's nothing but wee-wee pads everywhere.
Guys, welcome to my apartment.
be careful. Evan's been marking things.
Yeah. Well, are you redoing the flooring? No. This is wall-to-wall wee-wee pad.
We did watch a dog this weekend, actually. And that's why we were staying together at my friend's house. That dog was so fun. It was the best weekend ever.
I saw a dog today that made me hate its owner.
Oh.
Why?
Instantly. Because it was this little tiny dog right on the, you know, the grass in between the street and the sidewalk there, the apron, whatever you want to call it, off the leash, right outside of a school, taking a dump. And right, like seriously, not right near the street. And it's not a dead, you know, it's not a completely dead end street either, folks. And all I could think about was, you know, I want to run this owner over in front of the dog and like make the dog watch me run this stupid ass owner over. Because literally, if that dog, and I know, you know, they can learn and they can be trusted, but how do you know that that dog's not going to see a squirrel across the street or some bullshit and take off? And it was like one of those, like Toto looking dogs, like that size.
Oh, like a terrier?
Yeah, like tiny. That dog would have been a brown, red, and purple puddle on the floor if it darted out in front of one of these cars. And all I can think about was how stupid this fucking owner is. Shouldn't be allowed to have that dog. Illegal? I don't know.
Isn't it illegal to not have your dog on a leash?
I don't know.
I'm sure it is.
But I haven't brushed up on dog law, but it's stupid. It was so stitches. I hated it. And you know what I have found? I'm starting to like dogs more now that I have one. I still don't. I won't say I like dogs, but I'm starting to like them more. Where I feel like a few years ago, I would have wanted to run that dog over to teach the owner a lesson. And now I'm more like, I want to run the owner over to teach that owner a lesson, you know?
That's personal growth, and I appreciate it.
And the dog shits, and the owner just walks away, just leaves it there.
That ain't right.
If I wasn't running late, I was definitely doubling back to say something. Like in what's the movie? I Love You, Man, with Jason Segel, where he lets his dog Anwar Sadat shit on the boardwalk. And the woman screams at him that he's a shit giant. I think that's my favorite part of the movie. I would have loved to have done that to this woman.
Shit giant.
Yeah, shit giant.
Can we go back to dog law?
Yeah, dog law.
We can.
Imagine if you're in law school and you're learning dog law. You just, bow wow.
Oh man, she loved that joke. She loved that joke. She doubled over laughing at that joke. Ed, did you see that?
I'll give her credit though. First of all, I also kind of enjoyed that joke. I mean, I didn't love it as much as she did, but I really did. It did tickle me a little bit. But she got through it before she doubled over.
I love the idea of studying dog law in like going to law school. And they're like, oh, what are you working on? Oh, I'm in mergers and acquisitions. And what about you? I'm a family attorney. And you? Oh, I study dog law. Went to Columbia for dog law. And as Val put it, bow wow.
Well, it's contract negotiations are harder when they're not written down and they're just done on butt sniffs.
Yes, this is true. Leaves a lot
it's
of room.
Truly, it's like a verbal contract, but very different.
Leaves more room for interpretation than the Second Amendment.
I'm a lawyer for Don.
You're really coming up with, you're like shark tanking tonight, Val, with these business ideas.
You really are.
Oh, I know, right?
Dog law, Finger Lakes steaks, you're all over it.
Why am I not a millionaire?
Man, I don't know, but if you were, you'd have to start funding this podcast, so maybe it's for the best.
That would be nice. But look, look at her. She's becoming entrepreneurial. She's moving out on her own.
I'm what the kids are calling adulting.
Yes.
AF. Yeah.
Adulting AF. I'm very happy that I still know what that means, by the way. I don't need
to
ask.
It's one of the few younger terms that I like.
Yes. It's one of the only.
I still have no idea what you young whippersnappers are talking about. Get off my lawn.
What is the most hated, like, current colloquialism that you would say?
The word
vote. Like this, all these new words that have been added to the, I'm going to use another big one, right? The lexicon.
Nice. Right. Wow. Look at you pulling out those. Have you been reading the dictionary again, Jeff?
I was going to. I was also going to throw vernacular in there somewhere, but with all these new words that they come out with and phrases, which one do you hate the most? Val, you go first.
That's hard.
I thought she was going to say pass. I wish she said pass.
Well, I hate a lot of them.
All right, let me be fair to her because she definitely knows the most of them.
That's true.
So we'll let her think and come back to it. What about you, sir?
SMDH. Oh. I hate that. I hate it so much.
Shake my damn head.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if you say like shake my damn head. That's fine. But SMDH, just shut up.
Right, but no, I'm yeah, that's yeah, what it means,
you
right?
Jerk. Yes, okay. I never felt older than when somebody tweeted that and I had to go look it up. I was like, oh, cool. This is where my retirement party begins, people. Awesome. Where's my Metamucil? My adult diapers.
I feel old as shit.
Time to live my best life.
You know how old I felt now when I had to say SMDH, when I had to spell out what it actually was? I feel like I felt like I should like get a cane or a cemetery plot or something. Felt old as fuck.
I think it's AF, oh, yeah, Jeff. Right. It's AF. Remember?
I can't shorten. I have like a big thing about shortening the F word down to F. It's the best word that we've ever had in all of human history, and I can't rob myself of saying it. So I won't shorten it. That's why I like AF when it's written. I find it hilarious in memes, but I have to say the F word out loud when I'm talking about it. Val, have you had you got a chance to think? What is it? Lay it on me.
And this is kind of an OG one.
Okay.
But I absolutely hate it when people say bae. It's like,
yo, that's the worst. You're right.
Like nails on a chalkboard. It's like, it's called babe.
I actually can't agree more with that, but I'd have to take it a step further. I hate when they use that for things other than describing their significant other.
Oh, like that's bae.
Yeah.
That's bae right there.
Oh my God. I hate that.
That cheeseburger, that's bae.
I hate it.
Well, that depends on the cheeseburger. Most of the relationships I've had with cheeseburgers have been more important to me than my relationships with most people.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I would think that you would put more into it than thinking of that stupid word.
You're right. I would. Yes.
You know, you would come up with something a little more creative.
Like a friggin' soliloquy.
It's true.
Look at this.
I'd write it.
This is a like thesaurus. This is a thesaurus episode right here.
Change the classification of this.
She said soliloquy. Yeah, are we officially educational? We've had four big words in this segment. Can we change genres now?
Mm-hmm.
I think we can. I think legally we're allowed to change into being education and wiener jokes. I think that's a good cross section.
That's
for
good.
Us.
That's good.
Good.
Hopefully, we may need to get a legal opinion. Hopefully, somebody studies dog law and podcasts categorization. I don't know if NYU Law does that dual degree yet, but if they do,
if that they don't, person would come they're really letting handy. Themselves down.
So. Have you guys been up on the Netflix lately?
Wow, that was kind of an old lady way to put it.
Have you youngsters heard of the streaming media? Oh boy, I hear you can binge watch everything. You just binge it all.
I went down to the soda fountain to get some of the Netflix. Morton was down there. So
I went and saw my doctor. He told me I got a terrible case of the Hulus.
I love Hulu, by the way.
Yeah, Hulu's great. Amazing.
Yeah, Hulu's.
I don't know.
Does anyone else feel like Amazon Prime Video is a bit of a ripoff of Hulu?
Yes.
Like almost the same content, 100%. Definitely the same layout, kind of dog shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hate, like on the Apple TV, I hate these layouts where everything's going, like, you know, long ways.
Yes. Yeah. Now. Yes.
Just give me a list, people. The TV is not meant for this sort of scrolly side to side crap.
Wait, let's get back to my first love, or our first love, Netflix.
Yes.
It's the OG.
Yeah, it is.
So you guys know that I like weird things, like serial killers and cults, and like they're very interesting to me.
Right.
So they...
It's so weird that you have that insane clown posse tattoo. It's so weird.
And it's a tramp stamp, too.
I wasn't going to tell the people, but... I wasn't going to tell the people that, but I'm glad you did. That's canon now.
So they put up a new documentary that's actually by Mark Duplass called Wild Wild Country. Oh, man. Oh, man. Is this like a really freaking crazy story? And I binge watched the entire thing this whole weekend, and I feel like I'm a changed person. It is insane.
I love him. And I love his wife, Katie Azleton, or Azleton. I'm not sure.
I have no idea who either of these people are, so I'm just gonna nod.
What would you know Mark Duplass from?
The League.
He's the main. He's one of the two like main characters on The League.
Okay.
He did these two horror movies on Netflix. You don't like horror movies, so I don't know why I'm saying this. Called Creep and Creep 2, and oh man, was that a creepy movie?
He's done a couple of other movies also.
Oh, I know this guy. All right. I looked him up. I know. It's fine. You may continue.
He's done a couple of other movies that are very good, by the way. I like most of the stuff I've seen with him.
It's just that he's getting very like hipstery. So it's like kind of pissing me off. Yeah. Shave the beard.
Oh, is he doing that now? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a letdown.
It's very annoying. All right. And especially in that Creep movie, he reminds me of my ex-boyfriend. So there's that.
Okay. There's nothing good about that.
Oh, in my history, we know that there's nothing good about that.
Well, wait. Is it the Juggalo or Giant Teeth?
Neither. It was a guy I dated for a little while before Evan, and we met at Farmingdale, and the night I broke up with him was because he was asking my friends to buy him beers and drinks, and then...
Oh, I remember this ass. Yeah, he was horrible.
And then he told my friend, my best friend, to go flirt with guys so that she can get him a cigarette, because he was too broke to get his own cigarettes. So... That's what I was like.
And that was the one time Val dated that one wily hobo.
He was a hobo.
She saw that bindle and was like, boy, let me get a hit on that. You got
to have it. Mm-mm.
You look like you have issues and no money. I like you.
Val likes to fix people.
I never do. So it's like something I'll never... Phil.
Okay.
Yeah. She likes it. She likes to try. She just doesn't to succeed.
It. Well, she might like it and just not be good at it.
Yes.
There's that.
All right. So
like singing.
Where the hell did we go? We were talking about Netflix, right?
Yeah, we were talking about Netflix. Then I was like, I don't know who this person is. And then you explained to me who this person was. And then it was the Wily Hobo.
Did you like the movie The Skeleton Twins?
I never saw it, but I want to see it. It's with Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader, who's the man, the best, by the way. Mark Duplass or Duplass or however you say his name. I say Duplass because the final syllable is ass, A-S-S. But he wrote.
That's a good rationale.
We'll have to ask Dave's sister how it would be pronounced. But he wrote The Skeleton Twins. And the other one, you might know. I haven't seen the whole thing, but you know Jeff Who Lives at Home? You ever hear of that one? That one's on. I think that's a Netflix mainstay. But
I think that's the old streaming triple play where it's on everything.
Yeah, maybe. I think he did two things. He either directed and wrote, or directed and produced, or something. But he did two out of the three big ones for that movie as well. That was a pretty good movie for the most part. So let's jog Val's memory. She was talking to us about Netflix and about a wild documentary directed by Mark Duplass. And what was it called again?
Wild, Wild Country.
And what's it about?
Did you guys know that for a stint in, I forgot the years. I'm totally going to mess this up. I think it was the 80s. Probably totally wrong. Anywho, I was drinking while we were watching.
Okay. So. Listen, just speak with confidence. People will believe you. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's going to look this up. I promise.
We're not fact-checking you.
These people, this cult from India, just came to Oregon. Like, no immigration, like, green cards, nothing, no visas. They just came to Oregon, bought a spot, like a town, basically, made it their own. And it was a cult that basically he would have people, like violently bang each other. Like, it was like an orgy type thing, and people like super got into it. And then he became this like fugitive because obviously he doesn't have a green card and like whatever, but they showed all the cult people that still believe that he is like the best person ever. And the second to last episode when they caught him, there's shirts that say, we bagged the Bagwan, because that's his name, Bagwan. And I just drunkenly went on my phone and bought the t-shirts. So I'm very excited about it.
Good for you. Good for you.
I actually, like, fun fact, I do remember that story. I believe that was the basis for the movie Marmaduke. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they replaced the Bagman with a giant dog, right?
I seriously totally recommend it. Like, it was fascinating. The Rajneesh Temporum, I think it's called.
It's a good name.
But they had the woman who was like basically the secretary for him, and like she was in charge of it. It was basically her cult because he was just this old guy that didn't speak because he swore a vow of silence. Because that's what you should do when you get a cult.
Yeah. Man, that's what you should do before you get a cult, to shut the fuck up. That's what you should do. If you're thinking of starting a cult, take a vow of silence and shut the fuck up about it.
No, you're missing a whole thing here. You start the cult, you start getting people's money, then you take a vow of silence so they can't catch you in your own lies. That's how it works.
I missed that. It's another business, by the way. It's another idea.
What's really funny, though, at one point they openly admit to poisoning this entire town with salmonella, and the way that it was shot and like done, the Duplass brothers basically just gloss over it. They're just like, yeah, so they definitely poisoned this town, but like, okay, let's move on to the next thing that we were talking about. It's like,
so bioterrorism with the, what was it, the shrimp tempura cult or something, whatever it was, that's not the biggest part of the story.
That it's like a huge part that they basically just gloss over. So
I feel like you're giving this movie a bit of a negative review there then.
Well, that's...
No, I feel like that's the strongest review you could possibly get. Because they really focused on that in Marmaduke, and it really slows down the pacing.
That's actually how I review movies. These movies are better than Marmaduke, or these movies are worse than Marmaduke. I've yet to come across one that's worse than Marmaduke.
I was gonna ask if any have made that list, because I'm pretty sure there haven't been. And I've seen some real garbage movies, and none of them are as bad.
I've seen Irish Jam with Eddie Griffin, and it's not worse than Marmaduke. Val, you look at me.
Irish.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I've never heard of this.
That's because she loves Marmaduke. Her tramp stamp is the Insane Clown Posse riding on Marmaduke
in Juggalo makeup. Yes. Do me a favor, Val. Do you like shitty movies? Okay.
I like shitty men, and I like shitty movies.
Jeez, she really is killing this. She's killing her poor person tonight. Oh, there.
She's got a brand, and she sticks to it.
Listen, watch Irish Jam with Eddie Griffin. You will not regret it. It's not easy to find, but if you have Kodi, if you have a Fire Stick or something like that, or I'm sure there's somewhere you can find it online. But Irish Jam with Eddie Griffin is hands down the worst movie I've ever seen besides Marmaduke.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, you'll love it. It's such garbage. I love it.
I love garbage
movies. And I'll tell you right now, here's my favorite movie, Juana Man.
I loved Juana Man. Oh,
I love Juana Man. I love Juana Man. My friend,
it's so good.
My friend Chris has a podcast about films, and they have a fairly big Facebook group that accompanies it. And anytime that they're in there talking about movies, I refer to a movie either Juana Man or something starring like Taye Diggs or Shamar Moore or Omar Epps, like one of those movies like The Wood, The Best Man. They're all in that kind of genre. I refer to one of those movies because I love all of them, and nobody else thinks that they're good. I'm like the only person that thinks that these movies are awesome in that group. So
that's me with horror movies. Like, I just got a Shudder recently because I was given it for free by them, and then they came out with this deal for everybody. So I was like, all right, whatever.
Wait, by who?
They actually contacted me directly on Instagram and said like, oh, we see that you like horror movies, or you post about it. Here's try Shudder. So.
Wow. So what you're saying is you're a social media influencer.
Obviously. I have over 300 followers, and I average like 35 likes a picture. So I'm like pretty good.
Part of me wants to make fun of you for that, but the other part of me has all of my social media stats memorized, so I really can't. So
that was actually completely wrong. I have no idea. But
thanks for making me admit that, jerk.
You got catfished right there, big time.
I did.
There are these ridiculous softcore horror movies on Shudder that are like from like the 70s and the 80s, and there's one that I actually kind of want to watch, but I feel like it would be weird. It's Vampiros Lesbos. It's a German movie filmed in Turkey, and it's like about a girl who's a vampire and falls in love with another girl, but it's literally just called Vampiros Lesbos.
Okay, everybody pack up your microphones. We're going to Val's house, and we're watching this movie.
We will live podcast Vampiros Lesbos.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna get real raunchy real quick.
But yeah, it's like I'm not into women. Like, I wish I was, honestly, but I love the men. But I just want to see this movie.
It's your first mistake.
I think it's safe to say that you'd want to see this movie and you don't need to be into women to see this movie, though. Because it sounds like it's probably hilarious.
Yeah. It sounds like it might be like 4.5.
A German lesbian vampire movie shot in Turkey? It doesn't sound real. Yeah. I have to see it.
I know, right? It's like a unicorn of a movie.
And so what is Shudder?
Shudder is a streaming service a lot like Netflix and Hulu, but it's strictly just horror movies. And they do horror like shows too that are only on Shudder. It's like $7 a month and you basically have all this access. So
okay. And they reached and, like, out to you, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And they're all over like Facebook and everything, and it's like it's really cool. Like I said, I like weird, horrible movies. So there's another one called like Motel Hell, and it's like the preview picture is a woman who's very naked, obviously, wearing like a nun habit, but just the habit. So I'm like, what did I get myself?
That's how Jeff showed up to my birthday. Yeah, that is
actually what Ed refers to as his birthday suit for me.
Jeffrey, where's your birthday suit? I don't know.
That was both mocking and inaccurate impersonation of Ed.
Yeah.
Hey, I can only.
I definitely don't talk like that.
Well, okay, I got Dave down, so my next impression will be
Ed. Okay.
Yeah, best of luck with
that. I'm very excited to work on this great project.
Right, you sound like Lee Pace when he signed up to be in Marmaduke.
What a Marmaduke.
Lee Pace is... We were talking about Lee Pace a couple of weeks ago, weren't we? Why were we talking about him?
I don't remember, but I try to talk about Lee Pace as frequently as possible, to be honest with you. We were probably talking about Guardians.
That is exactly what we were talking about.
And that, I don't know if we mentioned it, that he's coming back
that's
Captain
what I was
going
to say. He is coming back. And hopefully it's a... Hopefully they do better by him.
I hope so, because Lee Pace is fantastic. I love Lee Pace.
Ronan was not good.
Not good. Not good at all. A little bit too over the top for me.
Who's the guy?
And I love my...
Who's the guy with him?
Scenery.
I forget how you say his name. It's like Jaimin Hansu.
Oh yeah, I'm Star Lord.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
he's gonna be back. Also, they'll both be back in Captain Marvel.
Yep.
You guys.
Yep. So will Agent Coulson. So is Samuel L. Jackson. And there was somebody else who I went, ooh, fun.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Brie Larson being awesome. It's going to be great.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
Or at least it better be great, or I'm going to have to
cry
a lot. Almost as much as I did while watching Marvel.
I'm sure it'll be good. Infinity War is coming up soon. I cannot wait for that. Did you see about the new the Easter egg on the new poster?
I have got filters everywhere to prevent me from seeing anything from.
This is not a spoiler. This is not a.
No, I'm just saying that I wouldn't have seen it if it includes the words.
I'm
going to
tell you because this isn't a spoiler, but there was a new poster that came out, and people were like all busted up that Ant-Man's not on it, and he is. When you zoom in like crazy, he's.
I was going to say, technically, he could be on any poster because
that's what
so
it is.
Tiny.
He's actually like standing. He's like standing in one of the open spots on the gauntlet for where one of the stones goes. Yeah,
that seems dangerous. He shouldn't be there.
That's where he
that's
is.
That's a terrible place to stand. That's like being a shitting dog on a
that is
street without a leash while Jeff's. That's a terrible,
that is a terrible choice.
Terrible last
I would
choice.
Not hit the dog, but I'm just saying it. Like, you never know. What if the dog runs out? Any car could hit this poor dog. And that dog's not standing up to a car. No way.
That's true. Unless it was a
Mini
Cooper.
This dog was tiny, man. This was like one of those 5-pound dogs.
Oh,
yeah,
oh so
even
a
that
Kia Sorento
Fiat
then?
That has the soft top. It's not a convertible.
Yeah.
It just has a soft top. Man, is that stupid. You know what's even stupider?
Soft top, by the way, is what they called me in high school.
Soft bottom is what they call them now.
You betcha. Hey-o.
Do you notice that every podcast we end with speaking about Marvel movies?
Untrue. Hey, did you see that there's a new iPhone today? Boom!
Wait, really?
Yeah, red iPhone 8 and 8 Plus for product red. But here's the thing. It doesn't have a white front this time. So it doesn't look like a Pokeball got run over by Jeff as public it was grass. Taking a shit what, on the street.
What color is the front?
What color is it?
Okay, black. That's better.
It's better. I would still prefer. Like, I'm kind of glad they didn't do an iPhone 10 with a red back, because then I'd have to go and buy it.
Oh my god,
which would be terrible. But
I love. Yeah.
And what are your opinions? Will they ever do a 10 plus?
Probably.
Okay.
If they think it'll make them money, they'll do it.
I honestly think.
I don't think
enough people are going to ask about it.
But.
I honestly think that, like, people are asking for it. So if there's enough demand, they'll definitely deliver.
Even if there's not enough demand, if they think they'll sell three of them,
yeah,
they'll do it. If they can get the amount enough screens made, that's going to be the big issue. The OLED output is not what it needs to be for just one model at the moment. So hopefully they'll get it to where it could be for two. Before the year 2023.
Looks like Valerie found her new phone, guys. Because I want that.
Buy it. Buy it right now while you're on the
No, podcast. I have to wait until like the summer.
Please.
Oh, that is depressing.
Will you buy it on the podcast while you're doing it?
What?
Yes. Yes. She's gonna,
having
she's
to wait to buy something she's is the worst recording. Feeling.
Well, my phone works great it really now, is. Knock on wood. And like... with all these, this new huge expense called an apartment.
I love that she said that now. Apple and the FBI heard it and they're going to start throttling her phone and killing her battery. You are screwed now.
Yeah, now I am.
Yeah, can we talk about that for a second here? That whole battery thing? Because I have a thing. I have a thing I feel
about
it. What
is your thing?
So I took my parents both had iPhone 6s, mm-hmm. right? And when I got my 10, I gave my dad my 7 and my 6S that was for my work phone, I gave to my mom. And so I took my dad's 6 and it was slow and terrible and awful and, you know, all the things that we're having for the throttling for the performance. And ever since the update, all of a sudden it's like, oh, your battery capacity is at 84% and everything's running fine. I think the software was just completely botched before that and just being way too nasty about things. And it makes me angry. And Apple should apologize to me personally.
Oh, no, I completely agree with you on that.
Right now. I'm looking at this phone waiting for Tim Cook to call, and he's not.
Like, ever since last year, like, after I got this phone, after I've had it for a year, I can't take videos with sound on it. But I can take Snapchats. And I've been told by my former coworkers, it's a different microphone. Okay, so why isn't this microphone working? Also, it's just like it crashes all the time. It freezes. It's using data in the background for some reason that I'm definitely not using.
Is this the phone that myself. You just said was working so, great and you're waiting until the summer?
It's working. I mean, that's, I think those it are is. Just like annoyance thing.
What you're going to want to do is back the phone up to your computer, wipe it, and then restore from that backup. There's usually a process that's stuck in the background. This will preserve all your settings and all the other crap. It won't take as long as it would usually. But there's usually a process that's still running in the background.
Is that real advice, or is that like when you see somebody post a picture of their phone broken into a million pieces and you go like, did you try turning it off and then back on again?
No, this is actual real advice on what you should do. I'm sorry. If you'd like me to do fake advice of what you should do, put it in a bucket of rice and wait overnight for chickens to come and fix it.
They're attracted to the rice.
Exactly. That is a guarantee from Jeff to you.
Now. You, sir, have just earned yourself another pizza.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna be fatter.
I'm definitely not going to sit here by myself and do that.
Wait, eat the pizza. Oh, fix the phone.
Thumbs up to everybody.
Okay.
Fix the phone. Fix the phone. She would. She could definitely. I believe in her. It's like Abraham Lincoln always said: every pizza is a personal pizza if you work hard and believe in yourself. So, he really was. Well, folks, now that we haven't ended on a Marvel movie thing just to ruin Val's day.
Hey, I started out this podcast shining like a freaking star.
Hey, you finished this podcast shining like a freaking star. Don't let anybody besides me tell you otherwise. Or Jeff. Yeah. Definitely don't let Dave tell you otherwise.